An Actor's Life for Me.
We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Waldhorn and Caroline Quentin. Episode 6, Read All About It.
He was on children's television, Mrs. Blake.
What, dear?
Robert, on children's television. He took his clothes off.
Took his nose off? Oh, dear.
No, his clothes. He was completely naked.
On children's television?
Yes.
They have all the best programs these days.
No, it was a mistake. He was hypnotized. He didn't know what he was doing. It was his big break on telly, too. I'd even videoed it.
Hypnotized, eh? Full frontal, was it, love? Even his whatchamacallit?
Yes. Very embarrassing. Still, I've wiped it now.
Pick up.
Wiped it? I mean, frankly, I never want to see it again.
No.
Neither does Robert.
Well, he can't avoid it, can he?
Oh, yes. I've taped over it.
Isn't that a bit drastic, dear?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, at least now you know why all those men with cameras have been camped outside your house for 2 days. It's because Robert took his clothes off.
Oh, they fancy him, do they, love?
No, they're reporters. They're looking for a story.
Eh?
A story. Waiting for something to break.
I should think it'd be that tape, dear.
Look, I don't want you to worry, Mrs. Blake. They won't be here for much longer. Robert's going to give them the slip this afternoon, then they'll go away.
Good. Well, I hope he's all right, dear.
Thank you.
I'll just see myself out.
Right.
Has she gone?
Yeah. As landladies go, she's quite decent about it.
Damn reporters, they've been out there for 45 hours now.
According to the Sun, you've got a sick mind, Robert.
Maybe they'll offer me a job then.
A sick mind and should be locked up.
I am locked up. I haven't been able to get out for 45 hours. And I'm not sick. If they only bothered to check, they'd find I'm, in fact, a perfectly normal bloke.
I know.
Is my bra a bit crooked?
Yeah. Yeah, hang on. There you are. That's better.
Thanks. I think I'm nearly ready. Dressed like this, they'll never think it's me leaving the house.
They'll never think it's a human being. You look ridiculous. 6'2" and legs like a giraffe. You'll never convince anybody.
Sue, listen. I am an actor. I am trained to convince in whatever role I am playing. I know exactly how women move.
They move bloody quickly if you come near them.
If you're just going to be completely negative about it.
And I'm sorry. It's just that, well, only a complete moron could think that you're a real woman.
Hello, ladies. Is Robert around?
Edmund.
I'm looking for Robert, dear.
I am Robert.
Oh, good Lord, so you are.
Pretty convincing, eh?
Yes. Look, I know you're under a lot of pressure, old boy, but you can get counselling for this sort of thing.
You're a transvestite, Desmond.
Oh, what, you're not hypnotised again, are you?
No, of course he isn't. He wants to get round the journalists outside.
He won't get round them like that. They don't go for Nancy boys.
They all say I claim to have been hypnotised. They seem to think I must be on drugs. The Mirror and Today both call me a depraved pervert.
Could be worse.
What?
So they could criticise your acting, harm your career. Besides, the Star doesn't call you a depraved pervert.
Only because they can't spell it. They call me a weirdo.
Well, at least you're getting well known. Guess how many offers of work I've had for you today. Just guess.
I've no idea.
Go on, it's amazing.
No, tell me.
Two.
Two?
Yes, that's two more than normal.
Oh, terrific.
And they're marvellous offers. One's a movie, a big movie, an historical epic, Robert.
What, a costume picture?
Well, not exactly costume. It's the Kama Sutra. But
I'm not taking my clothes off, Desmond, no way.
But it's what you're famous for.
I don't care.
But it's bound to be tasteful. It's directed by Ken Russell. Besides, it's not a sex role. You don't have to do anything embarrassing, you just have to stand there.
With no clothes on. And that's not embarrassing.
Well...
So what is this role?
The eunuch of the temple.
What?
Ken says you'll be ideal for it.
You'll be ideal for it in a minute.
Now, Robert, there's no call to be unpleasant.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit tense, that's all. What's the other offer?
Antony and Cleopatra.
Antony and Cleopatra?
Yes, a new production by the RSC. Wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, well, that's more like it. It's not an all-nude production, is it?
No, of course not.
Fantastic. What do they want me to play? Antony.
Mardian. The eunuch.
Lock the door. We're safe from the journalists.
Thanks. Oh, no, I thought we'd left that off the hook.
Don't answer it.
Well, I'll have to. You never know. Hello?
Mr. Wilson, it's the Reverend Martin here, the Church of the Good Shepherd.
Oh, Lord.
I know you're not a regular parishioner, but I understand you're in a spot of bother. I thought it might help to talk about it. Perhaps I can help you in some way.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, perhaps you can. I think I'm about to do something terrible, Father.
Are you? Well, tell me about it, my son.
Well, Father, there's a journalist in the phone box across the road, and I've got this air rifle aimed right at his buttocks.
I'm getting out of here.
Are you still there, Father? God, isn't that odd? He's gone.
Who?
Reverend Martin, indeed. But these journalists will try anything. That one's always at it. I recognise his voice. And he makes things up about me.
Now, old boy, I
he
don't
He does.
Think...
Look at this. 20 things you didn't know about Robert Wilson. There are 15 things here I didn't know about Robert Wilson.
Even so...
According to this, do you know what my favourite television programme is? Beatles About.
Well...
They're calling me a moron. What about this? Wilson's nickname at school was Whopper. Whopper Wilson, that is a complete lie.
You're telling me. What was your nickname?
Well, that doesn't matter. The thing is...
No, come on, what was it?
It doesn't matter.
What?
Winkle, if you must know.
Winkle?
Yeah, but the thing is...
But you want them to be accurate.
It's the principle of the thing. I don't like them spreading lies about me.
Winkle Wilson!
No. I can see what you mean, old boy. Listen to this one. Wilson once advertised his parents' services as a massage parlour. I mean, what a sick thing to make up.
Oh, yes.
Actually, that's one of the true ones. Well, it was a joke. Someone gave me a funny cigarette at my 16th birthday party. Didn't know what I was doing.
Good Lord.
Anyway, I'd better be going.
Oh, don't go looking like that, Robert. Please, it'll never work.
Of course it'll work.
Yes, I think he makes a very convincing woman. He looks perfect.
He hasn't put the wig on yet.
I'll just check everything and then I'll be off. I won't be a minute.
Do you think he'll be all right, dear?
I don't know. He's just desperate to get out, Desmond. He spent this morning trying to disguise himself as a West Indian. Tins of boot polish, tea cosy on his head. I had to put up with 3 hours of "You is my honey child, pass me the ganja man" before he gave up. He's got no idea at all.
So what's his plan, then, if he gets past these fellows? Go off somewhere and change?
I don't think so. He says so many people saw him on telly, he's frightened in case someone recognises his face.
Well, considering what else they showed on telly, I doubt if anyone noticed his face.
Oh, doubt. It's probably the landlady. I'll get it. Just coming!
Oh, hello, dear. Can I come in, please? Need to read your meter.
I beg your pardon?
Gas meter. Won't be a mo. Just need to read your meter.
I see.
Yeah.
With a photographer.
The photographer? What? Oh, him. Oh, yeah, it's a new regulation. We have to verify every reading by, taking a photo of it. Yeah, well, silly, really.
Look, for God's sake, will you press people please leave us alone? I've told you, we've got nothing to say.
Just a few words, love. I'll give you a knockout description.
Will you please get your foot out of the door?
The door was opened by Sue, his vivacious, pretty and utterly charming fiancé. How's that, eh?
Push off, you bastard.
The door was opened by Sue, his overweight, acid face, regular sex partner.
Just leave us alone.
She insisted she was sticking with weirdo Wilson, but with looks like hers, what choice has she got?
Go away.
Okay, look, just tell us, love. Was he on drugs when he took his clothes off?
Drugs? He was hypnotized.
Ah, so he was hallucinating.
He was... No, look, he's not on drugs.
Oh, so he's off the drugs?
Yes. What? No, I...
What's going on, Sue?
Podgy Sue finally admitted he had been on drugs,
no,
but...
No, I didn't. I wasn't...
Is this chap bothering you, Sue?
Just asking her a few questions,
don't
mate.
Don't tell him anything.
I'm not. I'm just explaining to him that Robert was not on drugs last Saturday, and in fact has never been on drugs.
No. Well, except for that party, of course.
Desmond, shut up.
Party? What party?
Nothing at all. Now, will you please go? You're not going to get a story. Robert is not a drug addict and he's not a weirdo.
Sir William, lipstick!
Lipstick?
A dipstick. He said dipstick. He's mending the car.
In the bedroom?
It's a mini.
Okay, I found it. Apricot sunrise. Really? I'm going with my hair colouring.
He did say lipstick. There's no dipstick in there.
Oh, there is. He's 6 foot tall.
Oh, no, Sue, my mascara's starting to run.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
Nothing. Robert, whatever you do, don't come out.
Oh, mascara. I'll deal with it. I'm coming.
No, don't!
Ta-da! How do I look?
Just terrific, mate. And smile.
Would you like a bit of cake, Mrs. Blake?
What, dear?
A bit of cake.
Well, I shouldn't, but if you insist. Here, have you seen this front page article?
Yes.
I've just seen it. Weirdo Wilson's gay drag queen secret.
Yes. There's a misunderstanding, Mrs. Blake. I was in disguise. I meant to sneak past them unnoticed.
Unnoticed? It says here you leapt out of your room screaming, "I'm coming out."
It was a mistake.
And just look at them pictures.
I'd rather not.
Oh, well, it's not good enough. Oh, sorry, Lark. I've got some crumbs up my nose.
Oh, dear. Have some more tea.
Oh, thanks. I think you gave me the dregs last time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you've got to do something, Robert. Put an end to these stories.
I am trying.
I mean, some of the other tenants are threatening to move out. And where am I going to find new tenants for this place?
Well, there's quite a few journalists will find it handy at the moment.
Well, you know what I mean. No, be a good boy, Robert. Put a stop to them stories.
Oh, Mrs. Blake, can I have a word?
What? What about?
You know what about. You live above Wilson. Sound travels upwards. I just wondered if you'd ever heard anything, you know, anything unusual.
Beg pardon, dear?
Well, if you'd ever heard any... Oh, never mind. What about seeing something? You've been in his room. You must have seen something.
Oh, yes. I saw something disgusting in there.
Oh, did you?
I couldn't tell you, though. It was sexual, you know, filth.
Come on, love. What was it? I'll give you 50 quid.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, 100.
Okay, then.
Great. Here you are, then. Now, what was it?
It was that article you wrote. Disgusting it was.
Now, look here, you old bag.
Don't you poke your finger at me. That Robert Wilson's a nice young fella, and I don't like what you're doing.
He's a pervert, love, and what's more, he's into drugs. His agent almost gave it away.
I'm not listening. He and his girl are a nice couple. They've just given me a nice cup of tea.
Okay, so they're giving you a nice cup of tea, but what about the drugs?
Yes, well, they gave me those as well, but I didn't fancy them.
What?
I don't like it when the pot's been standing around too long.
Oh, my God, they offered you some... Blimey, what else have they got up there? Coke?
Oh, yes, I had some of that. Just a little slice.
I don't believe this.
I didn't care for it much, though. It got up my nose.
I'm not surprised. Look, who's their supplier? Did they say anything?
What, dear?
Where did they get the coke from? I mean, who's the Mr. Big?
Mr. Kipling, I think.
Mr. What?
Or is it Tesco? They have a wonderful selection. That's where I'll get mine.
God, she's hallucinating.
I've got sponge fingers.
No. Your fingers are all right. You're just seeing things.
What?
You go and sit down. I'm going to find out what Wilson's up to.
You is my honey child, and that is your funky dude.
No, Robert, not the West Indian again.
I've got to get out of this flat soon, and that's the best bet.
It isn't.
Okay, Wilson, let's see what you've got to say for yourself.
Pass me the ganja, man, and wrap it round my cool brain.
What's that?
No, Robert, not again.
Give me some of that hot stuff.
My God, what a weird voice. He must be stoned.
You really want to go through with this, don't you?
You sure bet I do, woman. He has one hell of a love machine.
He is stoned.
You better have the boot polish, then.
Pot and boot polish? What the hell are they mixing in there?
And you'll need a mirror, Robert.
Aha!
And a tea cosy.
Good one.
Stay cool, pretty one. I know what I'm doing. I'm putting an end to these stories.
Copy desk.
Mike Clark, the Wilson story. I've got another exclusive.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
First para. Sex weirdo Robert Wilson forced a helpless pensioner to take cocaine. It was revealed yesterday. Stop. His landlady, comma, 74, comma, said, open quotes, I didn't like the coke much, it got up my nose, close quotes. Stop. New para. Meanwhile, drug-crazed sicko Wilson is busy creating a new designer drug from ganja and shoe polish. Stop.
I'm ready, baby. How do I look?
Terrible. You look absolutely ridiculous, Robert.
Oh, come on. It's not my fault. We've only got blue shoe polish left.
You look like something out of Night of the Living Dead.
Rubbish. I reckon I look like a really convincing raster. A bit like Bob Marley.
More like Jacob Marley.
Ha, ha, ha. I told you before, Sue, I am a master of disguise. Never mind, I'll show you. I'll get out of this flat.
Robert.
I've got to. See ya. I'll show her how convincing I can be.
Hey, lady, how you doing? Give me 5 quid there. You as one funky chick.
Oh, hello, Robert, dear. Are you feeling cold, love? You look terribly blue. And why are you wearing a tea cosy on your head? Are you going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going back to the flat.
And meanwhile, at flat number 3, comma, the curtains remain closed, stop. Behind them skulks Weirdo Wilson, comma, the self-confessed drag queen drug baron of Brentford, comma, the perverted pusher of pensioners' pot, stop. End of story.
I thought he lived in Ealing.
Yeah, but Brentford alliterates. Anyway, it's only just down the road. You'd better put me through to the man.
OK.
Night news editor.
It's me, Mike. Just phoned in the latest on the Wilson story.
Good lad. How's it going?
Beautiful. This guy's a real fruitcake. I haven't had to make anything up yet.
That makes a change.
Yeah. I only need to catch him at it with a goat and he'll have done every perversion known to man in 3 days flat.
Good for you. Do you want us to send the goat round?
No. Not yet. Besides, the police should call on him tomorrow. That'll make a good story. If you need me, I'm on 5670192.
Coming, hang on.
Susan Bishop?
Yes? Look, it's 5:45 in the morning. What do you...
Drug squad, we have a warrant to search this property.
A warrant?
Acting on the article in this morning's paper. Now, we don't want any trouble.
What article?
Who is it, Sue?
Drug squad.
The drug squad?
Robert Wilson.
Lady, it's the drug squad. I'm fed up with you press buggers.
No, Robert, be careful.
We're in one language you people understand.
Robert, please,
be careful. Got you, sir.
Good. Oh, you're in real stuck, you are, matey. Real stuck.
I haven't done anything.
And look at you. What have you been up to, eh?
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
Your skin's all sort of bluish.
Oh, wow, that... I got some bit polish.
Oh, my God, he's been injecting himself with that shoe polish drug.
What? No, look, I'm sorry.
We'd better get him into hospital and get him there quick.
Hello, old boy.
Hello, Desmond. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How's Sue?
Oh, she's all right. She's having a bath.
Good. I understand you had a spot of bother the last day or so.
You could say that, yes.
Rushed off to hospital or something?
At 6:15 yesterday morning. Apparently they were convinced I was desperately ill. I'd taken something. So they gave me a blood transfusion and pumped my stomach out.
And were you desperately ill?
I was after they pumped my stomach out, yeah. Then they interrogated me for 4 hours down at the local nick.
Oh, well, at least it got you out of the flat for a while.
Oh, great, yeah. Anyway, once they found no drugs in the flat and checked out my story with Mrs. Blake and found it was all one big cock-up, they decided I could be allowed home again.
Well, they didn't arrest you then?
No, I pleaded with them, but they wouldn't. They insisted in bringing me back here. Those bloody journalists still camped outside.
Still, I must say, I think the papers have done you proud, old boy.
Done me what?
Done you proud. You've made the front page 4 days on the trot now. That's marvellous publicity for a struggling actor.
Well, yeah, great publicity. Where are they? Monday. Sicko touts his tackle on toddler's TV.
Good,
Tuesday, Weirdo Wilson's gay drag queen secret is out.
Oh, boy.
Wednesday, sex fiend Wilson forced landlady into drug hell. And now today, what is it? Oh, yeah. Kinky coke pervert Wilson kicks copper and groin.
Oh.
No, well, it's not all favourable publicity, I agree. But the thing is, it has made you a national celebrity.
You're like the Cree twins.
You're famous. I reckon I could get you a spot on Wogan now.
And add masochism to my other perversions.
Now, I'll tell you what, I could probably fix it so you'd be a guest on Blankety Blank.
Oh, wow, so it's all been worthwhile then. Come on, Desmond. The papers have really turned me over, especially that Mike Clark. Well, I tell you something, Desmond, I am going to get him. I am really going to nail him.
Now, don't be silly, old boy. You can't possibly nail him.
I can. I know how these people work, Desmond. Remember, I've been in Pravda.
Have you? Are the Russians covering this story?
No, the play Pravda about the journalists. I did some research for that role. 2 days before we opened, I spent 24 hours with a reporter.
Yes, I remember. We only just got you sober for the performance.
But the thing is, I know how they operate. I know how stories are written and how they're phoned in. I know the system, Desmond.
Well, jolly good, old boy. But how can that possibly help you now?
You wait and see. Yeah, I think we'll leave it until about 9 o'clock tonight, just when they're putting the first edition together. That should put the right amount of urgency into the situation.
Oh, dear.
You're not going to do anything silly, are you?
Right, it's time. Wish me luck.
What's he up to, Sue?
I think he's just trying to destroy a national newspaper, Desmond.
Oh, is that all? He ought to get help, you know.
I know. Thousands would love to help him do this.
I mean psychiatric help. He's gone a bit peculiar.
International Associated Press.
Good evening. I wonder, could you put me through to the copy desk, please?
Putting you through.
Thank you.
What's he doing?
Copy desk.
Oh, hello, love. Mike Clark here. I've got the latest on Wilson.
Wilson? Thought you phoned that in hours ago. Update on yesterday.
Yeah, I did, love, but this is terrible. That exclusive. Just confirmed.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Right. First part, perverted shoe polish sicko Robert Wilson has blown the lid off the showbiz world. Stop. In a sensational interview, he told me how he attended a sex and drugs orgy thrown by Sir Richard Attenborough.
He what? Good God!
A-T-T-E-N-B-O-R-O-U-G-H. Attenborough. The magic mushroom, as he's known to his chum. Stop.
Magic mushroom?
Whilst there, comma, Wilson provided pot for Michael Dennison. D-E-N-I-S-O-N. And the Darcy Gray.
I think I'm going Gray.
G-R-A-Y, comma, and took part in a bedromp with Frank Bruno. B-R-U-N-O. And Dame Judy Dench.
Please stop, Robert.
He also provided hard drugs for such stars as...
Sue, this is appalling, absolutely appalling.
What is?
I've no idea Michael and Dulcie took drugs. And Dickie. Magic mushrooms?
No, Desmond, it's not true.
What isn't?
None of it. He's making it up.
Well, that's even more appalling, then. They'll sue.
Of course they'll sue. They'll sue Mike Clark and the paper, Desmond. It could cost a million.
Dear, 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 how dreadful.
What?
I buy that paper. I bet they put the price up.
With a sheep, comma. Also, Dame Peggy Ashcroft in the jacuzzi. Stop. End of story.
Thanks, Mike.
You better put me through to the chief.
Okay.
They'll never print this, dear. It'll never get past the lawyers.
Oh, Robert's thought of that.
Night news editor.
It's Mike here. Just phoned in the latest on Wilson.
Yeah, he's coming through now. But you lost your bleeding marbles, mate. The lawyers will go spare.
Don't worry. You need get it lawyered.
You what? Look, don't be stupid.
I've got the proof. I've got signed statements from Attenborough and the Dench woman confirming everything.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, whipped buckets, of course.
Did she?
No, Attenborough did. Completely caved in when I told him what Wilson had said.
My God, this Wilson's a real dark horse. Keep close to him.
Oh, I will, don't you worry.
Good. And you're sure you can back up every word in this article?
Of course, I tell ya. Every word down there is true, or my name ain't Mike Clark.
Great, Mike. It's terrific. We'll create one hell of an impression with this.
Hello, Mike. Got your number from the paper. Hope you don't mind me ringing.
Who is that? Is that you, Wilson? It's 6 o'clock in the bloody morning.
Yeah, how are you feeling? All right?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, so you haven't seen today's paper then?
What?
An amazing article about me. Tops a lot. Me and Dame Peggy Ashcroft in the jacuzzi. Vera Lynn and the satanic ritual. Incredible stuff.
Bloody hell, who wrote that then?
You did.
What?
Well, it's got your name on it, based on an interview you had with me yesterday, apparently.
I never had no interview with you yesterday.
I know. But that's never stopped you before. Pretty good. You've managed to destroy the reputation of 23 major stars in one article.
Oh, God.
Must be some kind of record. Result in some kind of record damages, anyway. You've gone very quiet, Mike. Are you still there? Yes. Just choking gently.
Good.
Anyway, you go and get a copy of the newspaper, Mike. You'll find it in the first edition. Or is it the last?
Did you hear the news, Mrs. Blake?
What, dear?
The news. The papers agreed to settle out of court after all these weeks.
Oh, good.
And that journalist's been given a new job.
Has he?
He's their Beirut correspondent. And they've agreed to pay all those stars £50,000 each.
That's a lot, £50?
£50,000 for the damage to their reputation.
Oh, lovely. So, what's Robert got then?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. The lawyer said that after those other articles, he no longer had a reputation.
That was An Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Mayhew Archer and starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Walton, Caroline Quentin, Nicky Henson, Rosemary Martin, Donald G, David Goose and Jane Whittenshaw. The producer was Paul Spencer.